Good morning and welcome to Good Health, brought to you by Good Shepherd Healthcare System in the KOHU studio. I'm Caitlin Kozad, the host for Good Health, and today we have welcomed Courtney Steeples into the studio. She's Good Shepherd's Manager of Diabetes and Nutrition Education. Courtney will be sharing information about National Nutrition Month and all of the services provided by the Diabetes and Nutrition Education team. Courtney, thank you so much for being here this morning.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So tell us about your role at Good Shepherd.
Well, as you mentioned, I do manage the Department for Diabetes and Nutrition, but I'm also a practicing registered dietitian, a certified diabetes care and education specialist, so I do see patients as well on a regular basis.
And how long have you been with Good Shepherd?
I have been at Good Shepherd since about October 2020. So what is that, 3 years?
Yes.
A little over?
We're very happy to have you. And tell us about your background. Where did you attend school and what are your certifications?
I actually am from the Midwest. So I grew up in Southwest Kansas and I went to school at Kansas State University. That's where I graduated with my undergraduate degrees, but I also completed my internship through K-State. Registered dietitians are required to complete at least 1,000 hours of supervised practice, and there's many ways to do that. Unfortunately, I got to do that in my undergrad program. And then I kind of moved around the Midwest for a while. I've worked in a lot of different settings, long-term care, home health, grocery store, actually, working as a dietitian, and then some clinical settings, hospital, critical access hospitals, things like that.
So why did you choose a career in healthcare?
I started just with kind of this blanket, I want to work in healthcare. I want to work with people, and I've always been interested in science, and so I thought that was kind of a just good mix for me. But it took me a while to really pinpoint what exactly in healthcare I wanted to focus on. So it's kind of one of those typical stories. You come across a certain subject and a light bulb goes off and you're like, that's it. That's what I want to do. And for me, that was nutrition.
Okay. And so where is the team located at Good Shepherd for diabetes and nutrition education?
We are in the medical plaza, so kind of the annex building to the hospital where you would find day surgery, women's center, cardiac rehab. So we are in the lower level of that building and pretty easy to find once you get down there. We're the first department off the elevators.
Great. And let's talk about next month's important health topic. So we're bringing awareness to National Nutrition Month. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, National Nutrition Month is just an informational campaign put on by the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics every year in March. It focuses on the importance of informed food choices and developing healthy lifestyle choices, and they really do put out a lot of excellent resources on their website as well. So eatright.org is an excellent place to go to get resources, education that you know is sound and accurate for nutrition and well-being.
So what can you tell us about the campaign this year?
This year's theme is kind of an interesting one. It's called Beyond the Table. A lot of campaigns, you know, kind of focus on something more specific related to nutrition, but this one is kind of challenging us to expand our mind about nutrition and well-being. So thinking about how our environment influences our food choices, our physical activity choices, you know, how does sustainability play a role in healthy food choices when it comes to maybe agriculture or, you know, food processing practices and things like that. So it's a really interesting one this year. So I would encourage people to check that out on their website.
Great. And National Registered Dietitian Day is coming up on March 13th. Can you tell us a little about what registered dietitians do?
Yes. You know, there's sometimes some confusion, I think, you know, what a registered dietitian is versus a nutritionist. And so a registered dietitian is recognized as an expert in food and nutrition. We help to translate only evidence-based science into nutrition, you know, practical solutions for healthy living, interventions, things like that. We work in a variety of settings, like I mentioned before, community hospitals, schools, public health clinics, nursing homes, fitness centers sometimes. Food management is actually a pretty big industry for registered dietitians. And then universities, research, and private practice as well.
Awesome. And what roles do the registered dietitians hold at Good Shepherd?
Currently, we provide services for our inpatient, our hospital services. So we'll see patients in the hospital who screen for maybe a certain nutrition risk or have a certain condition that we need to address in order for them to recover enough to go home. We also help with nutrition services, the food service department, and making sure our therapeutic diets are what they need to be. So, for example, that would be like your heart healthy diet or your carb controlled diet or, you know, some sort of modification pertinent to a chronic condition. And then we also see outpatients. So, you know, that's the diabetes and nutrition outpatient services that we provide.
Yes. So you guys are, you have a hand in the food provided at Good Shepherd to the patients, to the public. I always hear such great comments about the food being so delicious at Good Shepherd, but how great is it that it's also healthy for you because you guys are helping develop those, right?
Yes. We do get brought in for some consulting, if you will. You know, our nutrition services manager, Norman, does a great job. He's very knowledgeable, and I have to give him all credit for how good it tastes. That is all him. but, yeah, sometimes we are consulted as far as, you know, kind of like different healthy spins on things or, you know, recipe modifications or something like that.
Yes. Excellent. So in terms of outpatient care, I know you had mentioned that before. What services are offered by registered dietitians at the Diabetes and Nutrition Center?
Yeah, as far as within our department and talking about kind of outpatient care, of course, we kind of have two tracks of service lines, if you will. So the first one being our diabetes education program. So we are a certified center for diabetes education through the American Diabetes Association, meaning that we are required to teach a certain curriculum to our patients about diabetes. So it's very thorough and somewhat structured. You know, you're going to get good quality education to treat diabetes. So there's two different ways that we can see patients through our diabetes program. We can do group classes, which are offered every month. So we kind of have this like ongoing kind of rotating schedule for classes. If group classes aren't really your thing, or there's some sort of medical necessity that doesn't allow you to attend a group class, or maybe it's just not at the right day and time, we do offer individual visits with our diabetes educators and dietitians to go through that same curriculum as well. The second kind of service line would be for anyone who does not have a diagnosis of diabetes. So examples would be hypertension, maybe weight management, heart disease, maybe gastrointestinal issues. We even have some folks who are on like tube feedings at home that will come and see us and kind of get some guidance and support. So lots of different things in the nutrition side of things. And we really just provide kind of one-on-one individual counseling there. But we do run a class biannually. It's called ACT. It's an 8-week healthy lifestyle program. Anyone can join ACT, whether you have diabetes or not, but it's just a nice program we like to kind of inform everyone about. And we go through about 8 weeks of education, so 6 classes will be just education-based, very interactive. We really encourage, you know, good conversation and questions in the classes, and then 2 cooking demonstration classes, too, where we really get to do some hands-on cooking techniques, maybe ingredients we never really considered using or that we might have been scared of, and kind of show you how to use those. And so it's a really great program. So those are the bulk of our offerings. And once in a while, we might throw in kind of a different class. Like last year, at the end of the year, we offered, you know, how to manage diabetes through the holidays. So once in a while, we kind of throw in a a spinoff, I guess.
And so all of these classes and one-on-one counseling sessions are there on site at Good Shepherd's campus, but yes. Do you offer any virtual sessions for community members?
Yes, we do. At this time, we can provide telehealth services, primarily for one-on-one individual visits. Sometimes it will depend on your, you know, insurance policy or something like that, whether or not telehealth is covered. But at this time, I believe most insurances are covering telehealth services still. And so it's very helpful for those who maybe live far away or something like that, that, you know, it's a lot. It takes a lot of resources to come all the way to Hermiston or something.
Yes. And I'm sure if anybody has a question about how to get involved, they can always call you. Call you folks there at Good Shepherd. And it makes me think about my next question, which is, how do patients or community members get in to see you folks? Mm-hmm. What does it take?
Yeah, really the best way to get established with us is to have your physician send us a referral. So for diabetes education, we require a physician referral because we will bill insurance for diabetes education. For all those other diagnoses, we don't necessarily bill insurance for those. I'm sure we'll get to cost in a second. But we still prefer the physician to send a referral because as dietitians, we are providing medical nutrition therapy. So we want to make sure that the information we're giving you is very individualized and sensitive to your total health needs. You can do a self-referral. We can accept self-referrals, but we probably will ask if it's okay to share information with your provider.
Excellent. Yes. So let's talk about cost. What does it cost to see the team at Good Shepherd?
Yeah. So as I mentioned, diabetes education will go through insurance. Almost always, it is covered, diabetes education. Once in a while, there might be copay or deductible or something like that, but usually it is covered by insurance. And then as far as nutrition goes, fortunately, Good Shepherd does cover the cost of our nutrition visits by like 90% for patients.
Wow.
So, yeah. So patients only pay $5 to $10, depending on the length of their visit, out of pocket, and that's all they'll be charged.
My goodness. What would it cost in total?
Yeah. So, if we did not apply, you know, that discount or those grant funds to mm-hmm. to the total cost of the visit, an hour would be around $100.
Yeah. Okay. And do other hospitals, normally cover services to that extent mm-hmm. of paying 90%?
In my 10 years in the field, I have never heard of this benefit before. So it is very unique, and it is an excellent service that Good Shepherd provides to the community.
So you talked about ACT.
Yes.
Now, I understand, is that happening right now? Can people still join in for that class?
Yeah, so our spring class starts March 11th. And it runs on Mondays starting at 5:30, and it's just every Monday for the 8 weeks at that same time. It's about 2 hours each class. So we do still have some spots open for our spring session. We do, like I said, try to run this program biannually, so we will have most likely a fall session as well.
Great. And so if anybody wants to be involved in ACT, they should just give the Diabetes and Nutrition Center a call.
Yes. Just give us a call. If our spring class becomes full for whatever reason, we do maintain a list of interested individuals, and we will definitely give you first dibs on the fall session.
And are there any recent accomplishments you'd like our listeners to know about the Diabetes and Nutrition Center?
Recently, one of our dietitians just passed her exam to also be a certified diabetes care and education specialist. So now our team is both RDs and certified diabetes educators. So that's really exciting.
That is exciting. Congratulations. Do you have a great patient success story you could share with us about the center and the team?
You know, recently we, let me back up. Oftentimes we work with insulin pump companies to help patients get on pump therapy. This is really crucial for a lot of patients with type 1 diabetes. Recently we worked with one of our representatives from one of those companies to get a patient on insulin pump therapy, and the results and the quality of life and the, just all of it was just like night and day. This patient did beautifully on pump therapy. So I guess what I'm saying is we really do what we can to get the resources that our patients need for this area. So if someone is looking to get on pump therapy, or if someone needs, you know, even a service that we can help bridge the gap to, you know, we do have a lot of outreach in that respect. And so this particular patient, you know, just their blood sugar, for example, you know, night and day, and just, you know, the amount of thanks and praise that they've given us for helping them get in touch with this insulin pump company to get them set up, you know, to come do training at our center, you know, close to home and things like that. So that was a kind of a real feel-good story that we recently experienced.
And how long did that patient's journey with your team go on for? Was it a short period of time, or?
Yeah, you know, I think it, you know, insurance sometimes dictates, unfortunately, that the period of time it takes to go from A to B. I would say relatively short, within a few months.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. That's so great to hear. Do you have anything else you'd like to share with our community today?
The only other pieces of information I'd like to share with the community is that, you know, we do offer language interpretation for our visits. And so this is very important for our community. And we are able to do in-person, virtual. I mean, any way you need an interpreter, we can pretty much guarantee that you'll have one. And then also transportation. We work with Good Shepherd's Caravan Services to really help, you know, get patients to our center if they are really needing our help. We don't want anyone to feel like they can't visit with a dietitian just because they can't get there.
All right. Well, it's time to wrap up Good Health today. I want to thank Courtney Staples for joining us this morning to share about National Nutrition Month this March and all of the helpful information about Good Shepherd's Diabetes and Nutrition Center services. If you would like to learn more, you can visit our website at www.gshealth.org, or you can call the Diabetes and Nutrition Center anytime during normal business hours at 541-667-3517. Be sure to check out our Facebook page, where we'll post a link to today's program via a podcast. Courtney, thanks again for being here with us today.
Thank you for having me. This was fun.
Again, this is Good Health, brought to you by Good Shepherd Healthcare System in the KOHU studio. Thank you for joining us, and be well.